day for you to win $1,000 instantly in our Workday Payday contest. All you have to do, grab that keyword, put it up into our website, and the little form will pop up when you go there, and put it in and put your name, contact information, and you'll be registered. If you use our app, the iHeartRadio app, you have a chance to win $5,000. Yeah, I'd be getting my phone right now doing that, okay? That's in 15 minutes from now. In the meantime, we all love baseball, don't we? Huh? This is one of my favorite songs, Center Field by John Fogerty, right? So while that is playing in the background, let me tell you, one of the best baseball game movies ever was Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner. 35 years ago that came out, right? Wow. Well, one of the most iconic scenes from that movie, and probably one of the most iconic scenes in movie history, was Kevin Costner, who played Ray Kinsella, is in Dyersville, Iowa, in a cornfield out there. And as the credits are rolling at the end of the movie, finally, he finally gets to have that long-delayed, soul-satisfying catch with his dad as Field of Dreams concludes. Well, the guy who played his dad was a young actor from, believe it or not, here in Ohio. Not too far away, actually. And he'll share that with you. He's a little Ohio boy who grew up playing baseball, sandlot baseball, like many of us did. And what made this scene and this movie so special to him, and why he begged to get the role, in fact, I think he beat out Jim Carrey for the role of all things, right, is he gets to play Kevin Costner's dad playing catch, is because just prior to the shooting of the movie, he lost his own dad, who he had so many fond memories of playing baseball with when he was growing up. Well, of course, right? We all have our own memories with that. Well, I'm going to have on the phone in just a moment will be Dwyer Brown, who has adopted Dyersville, Iowa as his town. Now, he still lives in L.A., but he bought a building in downtown Dyersville, and he's partnering kind of, sort of, with the Field of Dreams. That dream field has been built up. It is owned now by a consortium of Major League Baseball players. They now play regular Major League Baseball games out there every year. And it's turned into quite the attraction. 100,000-plus people going there every year to see that. Well, on the phone with me right now, waiting to talk with me, is Dwyer Brown, Kevin Costner's father, in the classic Field of Dreams, and he wants to share with us his new museum. I can't wait. Thank you for taking my call. Hello. Are you in Dyersville right now?
I'm not. I'm in Southern California, but I'll be in Dyersville next week.
First of all, what an iconic movie, and it apparently changed your life, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I grew up in a farm in Ohio there, just, you know, probably an hour away from where you are in Medina County, and, you know, dreamed of being an actor and you know, being in movies with, you know, the old movie stars like, you know, Burt Lancaster or whatever, and then... Mm-hmm. 6-7 years later, I'm in Hollywood, and I get this opportunity to go back to a farm in Iowa and be a part of this movie, and we're still talking about it 35 years later. So yeah, I guess it's changed my life.
So what drew you to Dyersville? Was it much like your childhood, or was it just the magic of the movie when all was said and done?
Yeah, I just ended up being in Dyersville, which, I mean, this little town is very like, you know, I grew up in Sharon Center, population 300. And shooting a movie in Dyersville was like coming home for me. You know, over the years, I've been back for celebrity games and reunions, and I just ended up seeing this beautiful old limestone building that had fallen into disrepair and was for sale. So I see it year after year, and I thought, well, somebody should buy that, and it turned out that somebody was me. I had sort of a Ray Kinsella kind of vision that, oh, yeah, this building, I could make this into, you know, something special, a kind of, you know, a labor of love and just a tribute of my affection for the little town of Dyersville. So we've been fixing the building up, and we just opened the Baseball Hall of Dreams, which is, you know, just kind of a celebration of the heart and soul of baseball and all the people who've made contributions to the game, but, you know, maybe don't have the stats to get into Cooperstown.
Just looking at the video of the things that you have there, do you have a lot of historic artifacts? Have people been sending things to you saying this would be really nice in your hall?
Yeah, what's kind of great is I just had a fan who loves the movie, and he apparently bought a closet from the old Comiskey ballpark in Chicago when they were tearing it down, and he wanted to donate it to the to our museum. So yeah, we've had some people reaching out. We have a collection of vintage mitts, which we let people just take outside, you know, and have a catch in front of the in front of the building, because you know the kids get such a kick out of these little, you know, the little split fingered gloves that,
right.
You know, that my dad taught us to play catch with. You know, we're just trying to show them that, you know, this game was played, you know, for many years by, you know, in a lot of different ways, and try to teach a new generation, you know, to love the game the way that we came to love it.
All right, so what's your relationship with the Field of Dreams? Because I know that's become a destination as well.
I mean, I've been friends with the owners over the years. Don Lansing, who owned it when we shot the movie, owned it for many years. And then, you know, it was bought by Denise Stillman, and was friends with her. And now Frank Thomas and his group own it. And they've been very generous with me, and you know, we obviously try to promote people coming out there, because it really is a kind of a magical place, I think. And I was out there to shoot the movie, so maybe it has a special place in my heart.
Well, I'm thinking people want to come to town, then they see you, they want you in uniform, right? They want you dressed like you were in the movie, so they can have their pictures taken. Yeah. With you.
Yeah, I have a jersey, you know, that's reminiscent of the one from the movie. And, you know, when I'm in town, I'm always at the Hall of Dreams, kind of, you know, usually working on stuff or signing items. And, you know, I love meeting the fans there. It kind of gives them a shock when they come into a museum and actually see John Kinsella in Dyersville. So it's been great.
We talk regularly on radio shows about how kids don't get outside and play baseball anymore. They're on all the video games. Was this part of your motivation to say, kids, families, get outside and enjoy it? It's baseball.
Yeah, we've totally done that. We had a few events where we've had kids come out and we make them have a catch with these old vintage mitts. We have a vintage mitt collection there, and we have them throw the ball back and forth, but try to catch it with these old split finger gloves. And, you know, just to kind of give them an appreciation of what it was like playing baseball once upon a time, and hopefully plant a seed of curiosity about what the game used to be, and getting kids, you know, outside and doing stuff.
Well, that's awesome. So growing up in northeastern Ohio in small town community, when was the last time you played a good game of $3 or pickup baseball?
It's been a long time. My dad taught us this game called Worky Up, you know, which was, you know, there was three of us, my brother and you know, a neighbor and me. And, you know, so there's only three of us. One of them had to, you know, hit the ball, and the other ones would be out in the field or pitching. But, you know, it was always an effort out on the farm, because there just wasn't enough people in the near enough proximity to actually get even a team together, let alone two teams. But, you know, it was just one of those things that you did all summer.
Well, I'm glad to see this is happening. I wish you all the best with all of this. And how do they find out about it? You have a website, Facebook page?
Yeah, the baseballhallofdreams.com and the baseball building. Those are two sites you can check it out. So, you know, make sure and include it in your plans if you're coming out to see the field, and you have a little gift shop and stuff, and hundreds of thousands of people coming through the field. So we're hoping to get some of them in downtown Dyersville.
That's awesome. Dwyer, thank you so much for joining me and sharing this story with everyone. You have a great day.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
Wow. Dwyer Brown, Kevin Costner's dad in the classic Field of Dreams. What a nice conversation. What a nice guy, right? Midwestern roots, you can tell, and morals and values, and decided to build a museum right there in Dyersville and tag on along with all those visitors coming to the Field of Dreams, maybe stopping into his building and playing a little game of catch. Huh. It's 8:54 at Mix.